stories, government has set a minimum purchase target of 50,000 cedis for each investor that will participate in the 7-year bond auction. This was captured in the issuance document seen by Joy Business. Let's get more details from the auction. And my colleague George Yafe joins me in studio with that. George, so with this minimum target, then a lot of retail investors will be excluded, right?
Not indirectly, not necessarily, because most of these offers are targeted at institutional investors. So if a commercial bank is participating, they have an instrument where they can pull together these retail investors and then invest on their behalf. So government is not targeting you as a person, but targeting institutional investors. So there might still be an opportunity where if the bank is going to pull in all these retail investors' investment together and then move and make that purchase on behalf of these investors through a collective scheme.
Any idea of the cost or the expected interest to be paid on this bond and targeted amount?
We're still monitoring the market. We've not seen the price guidance being issued yet. In terms of the expected targeted government is looking at, there are still reports the government could be looking at a minimum about 10 billion Ghana cedis, but we've not seen the official confirmation based on the auction numbers.
All right, George, thank you very much. Now, let's move on to some other stories. The Ghana Revenue Authority has reiterated moves to rake in about 360 billion cedis for the state by 2028. According to the Commissioner General, Anthony Kwesi-Sapong, this will support the quest by government to fund most of its projects from domestic revenue. Mr. Sapong spoke to Joy Business after addressing the executive committee of the GRE Workers Union here in Accra.
So at GRE, one of the key strategic points that we've told ourselves is 360 by 28. That means that we are aspiring and challenging ourselves that by the year 2028, GRE should be contributing domestic revenue of about 360 billion. In 2024, GRE recorded 153 billion. In 2025,
Anthony Kwesi-Sapong is the Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority. Asharami Ghana, a subsidiary of energy conglomerate Sahara Group, has pledged to support the country's long-term supply and storage capacity of liquefied petroleum gas. The company said it has invested in onshore storage infrastructure and a dedicated shipping vessel amid surging demand for clean cooking oil. Now, I beg your pardon for all it is. Now, Managing Director Asharami Ghana Yasewa Alifo said its new vessel named MT Asharami Ghana will help Ghana's oil and gas sector expand.
A strategic investment that strengthens Ghana's downstream petroleum infrastructure and enhances the national energy security. This vessel represents more than capacity at sea. It represents confidence in Ghana's growth, confidence in our regulatory framework, and confidence in the long-term sustainability of our downstream sector. By expanding our LPG storage and distribution capability, we aim to improve supply reliability, strengthen market stability, and position Ghana to meet rising demand driven by industrial growth and clean cooking initiatives.
You heard Managing Director Asharami Ghana Yasewa Alifo speaking there. Ecobank Ghana has announced the appointment of former Managing Director of Stanbic Bank and President of the Ghana Association of Banks, Chief Alhassan Andani, as the new chairman of its board of directors. According to a notice from the bank picked up by Joy Business, the appointment took effect from last Thursday, March 26. We have details in this report.
Ecobank in the notice stated that the appointment of Chief Alhassan Andani marks a significant milestone for the bank as it continues to strengthen governance, deepen resilience, and consolidate its leadership in Ghana's financial sector. According to the Managing Director of Ecobank Ghana, Abinah Osepoku, his appointment reinforces Ecobank's commitment to strong governance, strategic leadership, and sustainable growth. She added that his deep understanding of Ghana's financial landscape and extensive experience in steering major institutions positioning him to guide Ecobank's next phase of progress and innovation. Chief Andani is one of Ghana's most respected and accomplished banking and finance professionals, bringing to Ecobank an exceptional track record of over 36 years of industry experience across corporate investment banking, financial management, strategic leadership, and governance. He has held several influential executive and governance roles within the banking industry, earning in recognition as one of the country's most impactful and trusted leaders. Chief Andani has also served in key national and corporate governance capacity, bringing a strong blend of boardroom experience, strategic perspective, and policy insight.
You heard a business desk report. In a separate development, in Genos Bank, Omnibusig ended last year with a strong growth in all areas of the business. Profit before tax, for instance, went up significantly to reach 640 million cedis. The bank's total assets increased to hit 21.8 billion cedis. Now, more businesses have renewed calls for a further reduction in lending rates to support growth and improve operations. Chief Executive Officer of GeoMineral and Investment Consort, Gordon Asian, says high borrowing costs continue to limit expansion, especially for small and medium-sized enterprises. He spoke to Joy Business.
It should go down right now because inflation is down. And these are the indicators that drives the interest rate. So once inflation is going down, everything, the interest rate must also go down.
Yeah.
And mining over the last 2-3 years has been expanding so well that we could see from the prices of the commodities, but also the geopolitical environment, that's what is contributing to it.
Still within the finance space, Chartered Institute of Bankers Ghana says it is intensifying efforts to develop the next generation of ethical and professional bankers through its National Banking and Ethics Challenge. Sarah Timu has the rest of the story.
Overall, the education impact is huge, and we are hoping that working with, together with other stakeholders, we can reprofessionalize the banking industry, make it more resilient, make it more safe, so that we can all do well. If the sector does well, the economy does well, our country will do better and do well.
You heard the Chief Executive Officer of the Chartered Institute of Bankers Ghana, Robert Jatu. Belmont has once again hit the Ghanaian market, promising a better experience than ever before. Marketing manager for the Blue Group of Companies, Magnus Day, revealed that the company paid particular attention to making the product exceptional after 3 years of in-depth research. He spoke on the sidelines of the launch of Belmont Original.
3 years ago, we took a very difficult decision. We took Belmont off the market, not because it was not good, but because we knew that it could be better. So we took time out. 3 years, we spoke to a lot of food scientists, we tested, we refined, we improved. And today, we have a product that we are thrilled to tell you that is the best in the market. This is a brewed malt. It is crafted from barley and millet, and it has all the ingredients to fuel you, give you all the energy and to inspire you to greatness. Belmont is made for everyone. We appreciate the Ghanaian market a lot. It is the confidence they have in us. That is why we are here to reciprocate this confidence with the most excellent malt, which is needed for today and for the future.
Magnus Day is the Managing Marketing Officer for the Blue Group of Companies. Next is Money Lab.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Paul Kofi Manti, the Managing Director of EDC Investment Limited, a member of the Ecobank Group, and an author of 9 books on personal finance. In the next few days, I'll be taking you through some tips to financial freedom or financial independence. Today, I want to start with 2 important quotations, one by Jim Rohn. And he says, a rich man once said, if you took all the money in the world and divided it equally among everybody, it will soon be back in the same pocket it was before. You should be asking yourself, will you belong to those who will have again or those who will not have? And Robert Kiyosaki says, money is one form of power, but what is even more powerful is financial education. Money comes and money goes, but if you have the education about how money works, you gain power over it and you can begin building wealth. Many thanks for making time for Money Lab. Remember, financial independence is possible.
Thanks so much for being part of the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Attention, if your money is controlling you, now it's time to take charge. The Ecobank mobile app gives you the power to command your money to transact across 33 African countries anywhere in the world. Command your money to make water, electricity and school fees payments, bank and mobile money transfers. You have to create a virtual card to buy only what you need and more. So, Money Commander, download the Ecobank mobile app now on the App Store, Play Store and command your money. Command also means paying attention to details. Ecobank will never call or send an SMS asking for your PIN, OTP, bank card or Ghana card details. When in doubt, call Ecobank Contact Center on 0800 003 225. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Ignition is next. I am Pius Kojubaka. Thanks so much for your company.